Let me kind of give you an idea of where we are right now as we stand. We have a voluntary report this evening between 5 and 7. 95% of the players already came in and got their condition test out of the way this morning. We have just a handful of guys that we'll test in the morning. We'll have resume meetings in the morning, and we'll be on the field for our first practice tomorrow at 3:30. We're going to practice just about every day this week, at least at 3:30. I have 11 practice sessions between now and kickoff against the Bills in the Hall of Fame game. I feel like that's going to be plenty to get us ready to play. I'm especially pleased right now with the condition level of this football team, the commitment. You know, last year at this time, I talked about how important that was. They've pushed themselves even further. Their condition tests were excellent this morning. And with that being said, we're kind of looking forward to this. It's going to be a little different this year from this standpoint. We're preparing to play a game. And so we're gonna do two things over the course of this week. We're gonna get ready to play a game, but we're gonna do the things you need to do for training camp. And those things, for example, our younger players, our rookies, have not had pads on. They've been here for 6 or 8 OTAs, and so this is gonna be an early, quick evaluation time for them. If you will, we've got to get them up to speed. And so, but at the same time, we're going to get ready to play this game. And, we're going to take this game serious. And I couldn't think of a better way to start camp than to get ready for a preseason game. So with the additional preseason game, there will be a lot more opportunity for the staff to evaluate the players, the younger players at different positions. But as we speak, I'm pleased. I think the health of the team is good. I think the only person that perhaps will not participate early in camp will be Kevin Mawai. He's doing great. He participated in a condition test, but he's just not 100% with the tricep yet. And then everybody else should be ready to go. Javon was a question mark as we left, and he ran today. He feels good. So we got a healthy team as we enter camp. I talked to Mike and Vin. They're working. They're communicating. They're getting closer. So, what that means, from a timetable, I can't tell you, but they're getting closer. Some of the guys are starting to get slotted around them, and, getting closer. When I hear getting closer from upstairs, that means things are good. So.
And how important is it?
Of the injury concerns I have going to camp, I'm not concerned about Kevin. We know Kevin knows. He knows his body. He's been there. He's done it. He's done it forever. Kenny, on the other hand, really had some difficulty finishing the practice sessions in the OTAs with the hamstring. So he's been gone, and we've been told he's been working, but we know how that is. So, he could come in and could be behind. And so we're prepared to have him step in and go as if he's 100%, but I'm also prepared to back down and bring him along so we don't set him back. But it is important that he's in. The more time he misses, the further he's going to fall behind, both physically, and then intellectually in the meetings, and then emotionally, because this is a big change for him and for rookies to go from a training camp at that level to a training camp at this level.
You expect him to go on the field
tomorrow? I they said that things are going good, so I would not rule out that possibility.
Jeff, you talked about the schedule and how then the team's commitment compared to a year ago. The schedule you have in camp, the advantage of having the kind of veteran experienced team that you have this year?
Yeah, it is. I think I mentioned this to you before. I don't take the training camp schedule from last year across out 08 and put 09 and hand it out. As a staff, we start from scratch based on the needs, and we adjust it. And it's subject to change as well. It can change next week, and it can change the following week, depending on our needs. But this team's ready to go to work. They have high expectations. They've worked well this offseason, and they're ready to come in and compete.
In most past years, you talked about competition for starting jobs, things like that being open. Now it seems like, coming off a year where you're 13-3, most of the starters are pretty much locked in, it would seem like, in the competitions for backup roles. Do you like that scenario?
Well, we get paid to play the best players, and that's what we're going to do. And, we've got 10 of 11 starters returning on defense. Now, if we have a younger player, for example, that's making a move, that's outperforming a veteran player, then he's going to play. But there is, there's a comfort level knowing that we're returning a lot of starters. And there's also a comfort level knowing that we've got some younger players that have been here for a year or two that are improving. that are getting ready to make a move and push for starting jobs, but can provide assistance as backup roles if needed and also assistance on specialty.
What kind of immediate role does Leroy have as a player?
Well, Leroy's our start center right now with Kevin, you know, not practicing. So, I mean, that's obviously that's how he finished up, and he's coming back there, and we'll have to see how this thing pans out with Kevin, but he's our start center right at our camp.
Jeff, how will you handle Kerry Collins now that he's
clear number one? We're going to give him the reps that he needs. He's in great shape, and we're going to work, try to work him with the other starters on offense and get him the reps that he needs. As far as time in the game, I don't know how we haven't really got to that point, but he's not going to play an awful lot, you know, series two, three series, those kind of things. And then Vince will get a lot of work, and then, you know, Pat will get some work and try to get Alex in the ball game as well.
Back to Kerry, have you noticed anything differently through OTAs and all that now that he is back in a role as a number one guy?
He's been, he's obviously been here every day. On the non-OTA days and the off weeks, he's here working with the receivers. You see not that he didn't have a great understanding of what we're doing, but it's a better understanding of what we're doing. He and Mike are on the same page. He's making the throws that he needs to make. He's going to expect more out of the guys around him now because they're, with the exception of Kenny and maybe Jared, who will potentially be playing when Kerry's in the ball game, those other guys are experienced now. They need to do the right things. They need to get to the right spot, and that's important to him that they do that.
Is it possible to quantify how soon Kevin gets the line to come back? Maybe just to say, so he could definitely be back by the regular season, or is it still
starting? Well, I can't give you a date. I can't give you expected return. It could be Monday. It could be 3 weeks from Monday. I don't know. But he's doing well.
Yeah, given the fact you have five preseason games instead of four, and you've got so many experienced players, will you change your formula that you've used in the past about how many quarters you've played?
No, I think we're gonna get through this one. We're gonna play a lot of players this one. This is an honor to be a part of. This game in Canton, a week from Sunday, it's a privilege to play in this game, particularly as it relates to Mr. Adams and what Mr. Adams has done and what Mr. Adams has accomplished, and this being the 50th anniversary of his franchise. So we're gonna go up there and approach this in such a way that we want to showcase our good players. We want to play them as long as possible, and we want to play this game to win this game. I will then, in week two, which in essence will become week one for us, then we'll get back on our normal schedule.
So you just treat those?
Yes. Yeah. Now, with the exception being the fifth and final preseason game is Thursday, as you're well aware of. We play the following Thursday. So there may be some exceptions there. There's a significant difference between playing Thursday and then the following Sunday as compared to Thursday to Thursday. Because when we come back that day, we're game plan. And so, we have to do the final cut down, and we'll get more details as we get closer to that. But that's going to be a challenge for us. And so it may change our approach in that fifth and final preseason game.
What do you think it'll be like down to Derek again?
Well, I've seen shirts and seen the uniforms, and it's going to be different, but it's going to be exciting. I think the players are excited about it.
After all these years, still pretty exciting, opening camp and everything, everybody getting there.
Yeah, this year won for me. Yeah, already. I'm ready to go, excited about it. And the players are too. And every year, every team's different, every year's different. But this is going to be a fun camp. They're excited about it. They're excited about some of the changes we're going to, I think on the schedule, you may have gotten, we were going to go over to LP on Tuesday night. We've changed that. We're going to stay here Tuesday night and open to the public. A little minor change there. So, we've got the opportunity to include the fans, for the first couple of weeks. And so it'll be, obviously a very exciting time for us.
Lindale reported yet that his conditioning carry over from the end of the OTA.
He was not part of the test today, so he'll run tomorrow. And he was not the only one there, so there's a handful, probably a dozen, maybe two dozen players that didn't participate.
You don't have quite as many issues that you've had some years. How much of that?
Well, again, it's a byproduct of the commitment to the offseason program. Now, we don't need to bang every day, twice a day. What we need to do is get ready, work on the specific things, the game-related things, the situation things that we need to work on.
You decided when your first full pad practice will be?
We're going to put shoulder pads on Sunday. So, and we'll have shoulder pads on through the better part of the week.
Do you anticipate anybody starting on PVP other than Milan?
Just Kevin. Yeah. And we haven't really determined how we're going to classify the injury and how we're going to start with him. We'll discuss that tonight.
What are your options here?
Peter Wilson. Well, or not PGP. And just in either case, it counts against the 80.
Thank you.
Jeff, you mentioned giving Vince a lot of playing time this preseason. What are the things you're looking for him after this offseason to see out of him on the field?
I want him to have fun again and make plays. Pretty simple. In order to do that, you got to know what to do and how to do it. And so it's really pretty simple. I want him to have fun again. That's what he needs to do, and I'm confident that he will.
Any concern of Steve's death and that shadow lingering over this team this season?
I don't believe so, no. I think, I didn't have any intention of discussing it with them. They were all touched. I've seen just about every one of them since the tragedy. But I don't believe so. I mean, we'll honor Steve. We're still discussing the manner in which we go about that this season. We will. I don't believe so. No, I think in a couple cases, we all know how close Vince was to Steve. And I know how Vince was affected by that. And Vince is mature enough to know that he can take something as difficult as that experience was and turn that into a positive. Personally, and I hope that'll be the case for him.
Did you talk to him at any length about the whole situation?
I've met with Vince. I met with Vince down in Hattiesburg, at the service in Hattiesburg.
What are the pitfalls, if any, for rookies when you go from just the OTA stage of things to the training camp stage? Are there things they have to look out for and prepare for?
Well, it will relate to the interior guys specifically because they've not, the rookie offensive linemen, the rookie defensive linemen have not had the pads on. So that's different. That's going to be a transition period for them. And that's the reason for the pads this week. But beyond that, we're going to, I believe that this class got caught up. And that becomes, in retrospect, it becomes probably the most important part of the offseason program because as the rookies come in, like we talked about, they're nowhere near where the veterans are that day they get there. And they use that 6 weeks' worth of time to get caught up, and I believe they got caught up. Most of the rookies will condition test tomorrow, and I don't think we're going to have any issues. So as long as you get them caught up from a condition standpoint, then they're able to compete.
Jeff, there's been some little talk about having Steve come by and maybe work a little bit in camp as he was exploring his interest in coaching. How much is the maybe loss of Vince not getting a chance to finally truly work at this level a little bit with Steve?
Well, I don't know how much, had things worked out, because I had the discussion with Steve at the softball game. And I said I was clearly open to it. And it wasn't a commitment to come in and be a 24-hour coach. It was just to stay around the game again and see if he wanted to get into coaching. So we'll never know how much time he was going to plan on spending with Vince. But they were close, and I know that Vince has had numerous conversations with Steve over his short career.
Do you think Michael Vick has a place in the NFL from later season?
We'll have to wait and see. I'm reading reports that you're reading that he says he's close, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Do you have an interest in taking a look at him here?
No, I'm pleased with our quarterback situation here.
Would you be opposed to it, though, if you needed something happened, you lost one?
I guess I'd have to cross that bridge when you come to it. Good answer. Sorry? Michael Vick's the quarterback. He proved that early in his career.
Yeah. Can you talk about biggest trips overseas?
I had to get permission from Channel 2, 4, 5, and 17, if you guys are okay. What specific? Sorry?
Did they have your contract?
No, I didn't give them any more than I gave anybody else today. So, right, Rudy? No? Okay. The whole experience dated back to shortly after season was over when I was contacted by the commissioner's office, along with the other coaches, about going over. And it didn't take any of us much time to think it over. We all basically agreed within days and felt the opportunity would be one of the ultimate privileges in a lifetime to go over and represent the NFL and have that the ability and the honor to be able to go and meet with the servicemen and women. The experience that was a broad variety of experiences over there, from being able to travel with General Odierno, to spend time with the Vice President, to meet the servicemen and women on bases, in different parts of the country. So it was just a tremendous experience. As I mentioned, we got a year's worth of education in about 5 or 6 days, so it was really incredible. And the thing that all of us want to take back is very, very simple. We're not hearing what's going on over there. The morale is extraordinary. They're there. Our soldiers, servicemen and women are there because they want to be there. They want to go back, and they take a great deal of pride in what's going on over there. And they feel like the job is almost finished there.
Interaction with soldiers, anything
standing out? Now, just the irony of signing an autograph for a soldier from Tennessee's for his parents who lived in Brentwood, but the ironic part about it was signing it in Baghdad. I mean, that was special. And then there were plenty of terrible towels in the Persian Gulf. They must be manufactured there somewhere. Some manufacturing plant, because there were plenty of them.
You did not cancel their dollars.
No, I didn't. No, nor did Bill.
Did you hear some grief from some of the Steeler fans about?
No, they were just confident. The Steeler fans over there, they were just very confident about the opener. So I apologize in advance if it didn't turn out the way they would have liked it to. So,
what places did you go to over
there? We went to Missoula, went to Kirkuk, and then we were. We were trying to get into to Crete, but we were pretty much grounded after that because of the sandstorms. So we stayed there in the green zone in the basin back then.
You feel safe?
The entire time, yes. I think when you're spending time with the Vice President and you're traveling with the General, you get reason to believe you're going to be safe, yes.
You got a General spelled the
name? Odierno. Yes.
Anything else?
Tim, thank you.